Hey everyone, it's Wobby back in Indianapolis. Another busy day here at the Combine. This is the Day 3 Recap. A lot to get to, but we're going to start with something kind of interesting. One of our favorites is Adam Schefter. No one busier or better here on the ground in Indianapolis. We asked him about a lot of stuff, and you can catch the full interview on Vikings.com, but we started out with asking Adam what has changed over the years here at the Combine.
Well, I'll say this to you, that when I was first coming to the Combine back in the early 1990s, I think this is my 25th Combine right now, there were seven reporters at the Combine. I could give you the list right now. It was me, Clark Judge, John Clayton, Peter King, Rick Goslin, Dan Pompey. That's about the list of the people that were coming to the Combine back then. I'm sure I'm missing one or two names, but not more than that.
Yeah.
Because it was a sparsely attended event in which people did not go to. It was not viewed the way it is today. And I looked up to all those guys. I've always had great respect for the people in my profession. There have been so many great NFL reporters before me, Peter King and John Clayton, and I love Chris Morrison like a brother. People have done a great job through the years who have made it possible for me and others to do what we do today. So I'm grateful to them and recognize all that they have done and meant to pro football reporting.
Vikings general manager Rick Spielman came back to the media center. He sat down with voice of the Vikings Paul Allen and Paul Charchi and talked about the entire Vikings roster, but had some interesting things to say about the offensive line.
The biggest thing, I think, is the CBA. And in the past, the coaches would have time to develop these young guys.
Yeah.
And now the time constraints are so restricted, mm-hmm. and especially at that position where probably when they're coming out of college, you're in a two-point every snap, and they're pass blocking, and maybe they're run blocking from a two-point. A lot of times, first time a guy ever put his hand on the ground to try to block somebody. But we don't have the time during the offseason because of the limitations of the CBA to take time to develop those guys.
Day three marked a little bit of a shift in the conversation from free agency and NFL players to the athletes who are here in Indianapolis participating in the Combine. Running backs and offensive linemen were working out on the field, and it was running back Saquon Barkley from Penn State who stole the show.
The guys are going to get value picks this year if you're a team at the running back position, just the sheer numbers we saw here in the field today.
But the bottom line is there's been one star here today, and his name has been Saquon Barkley out of Penn State.
And he's got a great iPhone cover there.
Yes, he does.
For the phone. But look what he did on the bench. That's where he started his week. That's where he made his opening argument, his opening statement. Then today, comes out there, jumps 41 inches, and then you get on the line and run the 40. Oh, no big deal. Just going to rip off a 4.4. flat. So he was phenomenal in the testing portion. I thought the workout, Charles, even better than when he tested.
Yeah, and that's what's amazing about all of this is that he came in, and Daniel Jeremiah, as a scout, you would have already had a high grade on it. You would have looked at the tape. You would have said maybe the best player in the draft, probably the best player in the draft. He almost exceeded that. If he didn't exceed that in everything you saw, because everything you saw on tape got confirmed here on the field, in my opinion.
From the field back here to the media center, quarterbacks and wideouts took to the podium. Here's some of the best sound from their pressers.
It's always been a dream of mine to play in the NFL. And I think, you know, turning a franchise around is obviously a hard thing to do. And, you know, but I'm always accepting of a challenge. And I think it'd be an amazing thing to do.
I would say that I'm a dominant receiver. I'm somebody that's gonna, when I'm on the field, that I need everybody on the defense to feel my presence. Whether it's D-line, linebackers, safeties, every corner. Whether you guard me or not, I need everybody to understand that, you know, where I am, and that while I'm on the field, I'm gonna be trying to make sure I'm imposing my will on everybody.
Whatever situation I get, you know, blessed to be a part of, whatever organization, I'm gonna prepare like a starter, no matter if I am starting day one or if I'm, you know, in a role where I'm backing up a veteran guy. So I'm excited, you know, to get whatever situation, whatever opportunity I get to make the best of it and to put my best foot forward.
Day four, going to be another busy one here in Indianapolis. The defensive players, they're going to come to the media center and take to the podium. And then on the field, it's going to be quarterbacks and wideouts. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. We'll have the coverage for you right here on Vikings.com, so stay tuned.